Ty's Courage by Amy Dean Cardone, based on a true story. Ty was nervous about his surgery. What could he do? Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Ty climbed into the car with Mom and Dad for the long trip to the hospital. He felt sick to his stomach. He would rather go to school all day than have surgery on his foot. Over the past several weeks, Ty's family had prayed that his surgery would go well. Ty had also prayed that he would not be too scared. Last night, Dad had given him a blessing that he would be courageous and that the surgery would fix the problem with his foot. So why did he still feel so nervous?
"Don't worry, Ty,"
Dad said from the driver's seat.
"The surgery's very simple, and the doctor knows what he's doing. Everything is going to be fine."
Ty nodded, but he didn't feel any better. His parents had explained to him that even though he didn't have any problems walking or running now, if he didn't have this surgery, his foot would have problems in the future. Maybe it would be better to just deal with the problems later on, Ty thought. As they pulled into the parking lot of the hospital, Ty started to cry. Surgery sounded so scary.
"Sweetheart, don't worry,"
Mom said, turning around in the front seat.
"I don't want to have this surgery,"
Ty said, choking down tears.
"Ty, this surgery is a blessing. We live in a time when doctors can fix your foot so you can have a healthy, active life. We have all been praying for you. And Dad gave you a blessing last night. Heavenly Father will help you. It's going to be okay,"
Mom said. Ty knew everything Mom said was true, but he still felt scared. Dad parked the car and turned around to face Ty.
"What can we do to help you, Ty?"
Dad asked. Ty was quiet for a long time. He thought about what Mom had said. He knew Heavenly Father could help him be ready for his surgery. Maybe he just needed to show a little more faith.
"I want to say another prayer,"
Ty said.
"Who do you want to say it?"
Dad asked.
"I'll say it,"
Ty said. Sitting in the car in front of the hospital, they all bowed their heads and Ty started to pray.
"Dear Heavenly Father, please help me be brave so I can have this surgery. Thank you for blessing us with good doctors and medicine so I can get better. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."
A warm feeling of peace filled Ty as he finished the prayer.
"Do you feel that?"
"Yeah, is that the Holy Ghost?"
Ty asked.
"Yes, that's the Holy Ghost, telling us everything's going to be all right."
"What do you think, Ty?"
Mom asked.
"Are you ready to go in?"
Ty took a deep breath. He still felt a little nervous, but he knew it was going to be okay. He nodded his head.
"I'm ready,"
he said. A few hours later, Ty left the hospital with a bandaged foot. Dad pushed him out to the car in a wheelchair. He would need to walk on crutches for the next few weeks, but the doctor had said the surgery went well. Ty had a smile on his face. He knew the Holy Ghost had helped him be courageous. End of the story, Ty's Courage, by Amy Dean Cardone. Read by Kate Strongen.